Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinade podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
Isaiah chapter 60. The entire chapter is a chapter of the year. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. Arise and shine, your light has come. Shine the light. Gentiles will come to your light, but kings will come to the brightness of your rising. The glory on us is potentially a magnet, but its effect is only felt when we shake ourselves and rise up to the occasion. And the beautiful thing about Isaiah chapter 60, the verse number 4, is that, watch this, when you look at the coming light, it attracts souls. Everybody say souls. I can hear you say souls. And I told you that the Gentiles, they come with they come with nothing. So when you look at Isaiah chapter 60, the verse number 4, he says, lift up your eyes, run about and see. They all gather themselves together. They are coming to you. Your sons shall come from far. This every day, three people giving birth to three people in the spirit. This every day, I don't know if you are hearing me, reaching out to Kumasi, reaching out to Accra, reaching out to your Jerusalem. I am seeing not only Ghanaians gathered by close of year. I see Singaporeans. I see Malaysians. I see people from afar, from the far ends of the earth. Our sons are coming. We're going to give birth to nations. We're going to give birth. Presidents are coming from afar. Hey! I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying here. But people, hear this. As for Gentiles, they're just rushing. So it is the year of souls. But it is not only the year of souls. It is a year of harvest. What kind of a harvest? A harvest of souls. But read the verse 4 for me. Read it quickly. He said, lift up your eyes, run about and see.
All they gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far. And your daughters shall be nursed at your side.
Your daughters. Listen. The people that are close to you are the daughters. Those that are coming from afar are your sons. And I'm not being gender biased. Please listen to me in the gratitude of the appreciation of the spirit of the message. That for sure men are stronger than women. And for sure, biblically, men were reckoned for their genealogy other than women. And biblically, men were seen to be treasures other than women. And so it is in that spirit that I'm speaking. And I want everybody to understand that those that are going to come from afar are those that carry the gold, the frankincense. Listen to me. Those with the weight are the ones coming from afar. To just sit here and do a Kumasi thing, to just sit here and just think that that enterprise that you are building is only meant for Ayediasi, just by the students. And when students go on vacation, your business goes down and everything now is just centered on students. When anything happens to the region, it affects your business. I am looking at a people who are going to command global attention. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. I believe the time has come for you to command that global attention. Friend, it's a year of responsibility. Your sons will come from afar. But your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Who are daughters and who are women? By way of principle, not by way of gender. We all know that women love to be pampered. Women love to be cultured in a certain way. They love things to be given to them. If you're a man and you love for a woman to give you stuff, you are not a man. Hey, boy, you are a girl. But listen to me, men. Last year was the year of women. This is the year of the men. If you will stand as a real man, you will gain so much this year. You are going to stand for your wife. You will stand for your children. You will be the man you ought to be. You will step out of the crowd. You shall be like David that says, I will pull down this Philistine. Hey, a man is not one with a gender organ. A man is a man that stands up for the occasion. Hey, the women are waiting to sing your song. But they will never sing it until you bring home the victory. I don't know what you know, but this is what I know. That when Satan came home, the man was not home. It was Eve that was at home. Let no devil find any man sitting at home. Be out there in the field. Hunt for grass cutter. Hunt. Kill the lion. Kill the bear. This is the year of men. I don't think there are men in this room that are understanding what I am saying.
Jesus.
The sons shall come from afar. But as for daughters, they shall be nursed on your side. Hey, sweetheart, do you know what? If you're a woman, it is a good year for you. You should understand that it's a year to be pampered. Tell that husband of yours. Tell that sweetheart of yours. Did you hear what pastor is saying? This year you're going to buy me my car.
Yeah.
This year you're going to buy me that dream house.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have women in this place. It's a year of responsibility, but not a responsibility where women work. It is a responsibility to demand. That is the word of God. Daughters shall be nursed and sons shall come.
Jesus.
Daughters shall be nursed, but sons shall come. You better begin to think of how you will shock your wife.
Jesus.
Begin to think of how you will shock
Jesus.
That sweetheart of yours.
My God.
That beloved of yours.
Yes.
You are just beginning to think of which way will I do this at all? This is a year where you will be hearing Annie, Annie everywhere.
Yeah.
Sweetie, sweetie everywhere.
Yeah.
If you have been that man that has been disturbing that woman of yours, making her cry all night, always sobbing her pillows with tears and with water,
headaches every time,
you better change and live up to the responsibility of being
Jesus.
A true man. A true man is a man that comes home when the home is sweetly perfumed.
Mm.
A good man is a man that comes home when everything is in place. A good man is a man that says that this year I am changing your budget.
Jesus.
A good man is a man that says, I've lived with you in the 100 range, but this year I'm moving you into your thousands.
Jesus.
I'm moving you into your millions. I am seeing men with capacity,
in the name of
not
Jesus.
Math.
Their
pockets carry the capacity
in the name of Jesus.
To bring it about.
In the name of Jesus.
If you're on the lookout as a woman,
Jesus.
If you shout amen, it is manifesting in your mind.
Amen.
Listen to me. It must not be only Jesus. Married people that will receive special gifts.
Mm.
I see a certain beloved. That guy you are going out with is giving you a Dubai vacation.
Yeah. Jesus.
I said that guy you are going out with is giving you your dream vacation.
Yeah.
And when you are done with enjoying it, you now have the decision to say, I won't marry you.
I'm seeing many people going to Maldives this year.
Jesus.
I'm seeing some of you going to Hawaii this year. And I'm not seeing a lot of men. I'm seeing a lot of women.
Yes.
And they are going with their friends because husbands have paid for them. Your boyfriend is going to give you a surprise and say, who is your best friend? And you will announce and say, my best friend is Gina. My best friend is Georgia. My best friend is Doris. And this, your husband will say, tell her to provide the particulars and add yours. I am putting you on the flight tomorrow morning. How long would you want to be in Hawaii?
Responsibility.
I am charging men to live up to expectation this year. Friend, if you had your honeymoon at Jingasi this year, change the location. If you had your honeymoon at Bodiebetumichok this year, give a new fragrance. That your honeymoon was in a rest house. Re-engineer the marriage and bring in some better spice.
My God.
This year you will see opulence. Take your seat for a moment. And I want to charge children to be demanding this year. Whatever your teacher says, just go and offer it to your daddy. Stop worrying mommy about it.
If your daddy is not there.
If your daddy is not there, pile it up. When daddy comes, slap it on him.
Jeez. Yeah.
This year the children should be pampered, the women should be pampered. If your father is not pampering you, get this message after service and buy it for him. If your husband is not pampering you, tell your husband to go on a 1 week retreat to listen to the message. For you shall be pampered. If there is any gift you can give your husband this year, it's this message. And if there's any gift you can give your wife, it's a reminder of your responsibility in this message. I said it is the year of men. You stood up. Now when I announce your responsibility, it's as if you are getting cold. Pastor David said, man, it's now turning into tears. I told you this year you will fight. You will fight for your wife. You will fight for your children. You will fight for your mama. You will fight for your dada. You will fight for your siblings. You will be a man enough.
Yes, our light has come.
So you must arise.
We are rising.
And shine.
Toboy, mama, toboy.
Yay.
Toboy.
Yay.
Jesus.
Toboy.
Yay.
Pamper your wife in the night. Pamper your wife in the day. Pamper. Woman, you are supposed to look good every time of the year. This year, buy clothing. This year, buy something and use it for yourself. Stop using everything on your husband. Stop that. This is a year to have some satisfaction for yourself. A break, please. This is the year. Anybody that pushes responsibility on you as a wife, the vibration of the year does not permit that. I told you it's a year to fight. The vibration of the year does not permit that.
Vibration.
People of God, this is a very different year. It's a year of men to be men. This is a year when you have a friend who is a guy. You tell him, I'm on the lookout for you to be a real man.
Pastor David, you say you have left me. You said you have left me.
Yeah,
It must not be a loving relationship. It must be anybody you sacrifice anything for. If you are not finding value in that male friend, it is not a good year for him. So what you can do at the start of the year is to begin to pray for your husband. So if you don't pray for your husband and he's unable to deliver the goods, he's not to be blamed because you also didn't live up to responsibility.
Amen.
It's a year where women would have to learn to wake up in the night to pray for their husbands.
Jesus.
It's a year where women would have to be in the prayer room. It's a year where you have to hit the praying floor. It's a year where you have to take what belongs to you spiritually for it to manifest your advantage physically. It is a year where you would have to cry out to God. It is a year as a woman you would say something must break in this home. It is a year where you say something must shift in this home. It is a year where you would say the challenges of yesteryear will not be experienced any longer. We are moving gears. We are changing gears. This family must see light. My husband will rise up and shine. The sons are coming, but daughters will still be there.
Jesus.
People of God, if you have been waking up at 5 a.m. and you still cannot see any change, change gears and wake up at 4. You have been fasting as a woman for one day and you are not seeing any changes in the week. Move it to 3 days in a week. To be at home is to be the engine. To be a man is to be behind the steering wheel. The women are going to be the engines of that transport and the men are going to steer the wheel to where it's supposed to be. Women are only going to be a means to transport us to where we are going. But remember, there are places that transports will not be able to enter. So you may also sometimes have to leave that car behind and step in and enter that hole and enter that crevice and enter that lungu lungu. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Friend, this year is different. Lift up your eyes round about and see. And I remember the other day God told Abraham, come out of your father's house. He said, lift up your eyes as far as your eyes can see. This year is as far as you can see, as far as you can see, as far as you can see. So hear this. There is a character in the scripture that I want to talk about before I close. When you read the book of 1 Kings, the chapter number 10, the Bible talks about a king that was wise. And remember that wisdom is light and light is wisdom. And the verse 1 says, and when the king of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. And I like the way he says it in the NIV.
When the queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon. And his relationship to the Lord.
This is a year where fame will not thrive without relationship with God. What must accompany your fame is how God has prospered you. She heard of the fame of Solomon and his relationship with the Lord. He heard of Solomon and his relationship with the Lord. She heard of Solomon, the fame of Solomon and his relationship with the Lord. Are you in relationship with the Lord? Do you know Jesus? Remember that in having a relationship with the Lord, it begins with light and Christ is the light and the light is come. But now for this relationship to command attention, then he must have been doing something with that relationship. The word of God says, and when the queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord. This is a year where you will not just forget about the Lord and only come to him as if he is your spare tie. As if when you break down, then you remember that you have God somewhere. This is a year of communion. This is a year where you have to relate. In the morning, you relate. In the afternoon, you relate. In the evening, you relate. In the night, you relate. When you sleep, you relate. Everywhere, every time, anyhow, you are relating with the Lord. When the queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord. Friend, it was not only about what Solomon had done that went far and wide, but then his worship, the quality of the relationship that he had with God was also a thing that had reached the ears of Queen Sheba. Queen Sheba was a queen. She was a queen that was very, very great. But you know what? What was told her was not only the fame of Solomon. And as we go down there, you will realize how Queen Sheba was now left without breath. But there are two things that you will have to understand this year. We are looking at our fame by way of exploits, and we are looking at how we worship, the quality of time we relate with God. This year is not only a hurry in, hurry out. This year is not only a come in and go kind of a year like you did last year. This is going to be a year of quality relationship with the Lord. You're going to relate with God like He is closer than your garments. You're going to relate with the Lord in a relationship where you want to be intimate with Him. You're going to be looking for intimate moments with the Lord Jesus, intimate times with the Holy Spirit. You're going to be consulting the Holy Ghost on every decision that you would want to undertake. This year is going to be different. This year is going to be a year where you will know the Lord better. Ah, thank God in the book of Philippians, Paul says that I may know Him. He was already born again, but he was looking and seeking for a progressive, deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus. He said that I may know Him, that I may also know the fellowship. This is not just a year of knowing about the Lord. It is a year of having experiential knowledge by way of fellowship. You're going to make time in fellowship with God. I am not saying that you should set aside days of a 9-day wonder in January and say, I am fasting 40 days this month and that makes it up for the year. No. I told you already, this year is going to be different. I'm going to be calling for a deeper relationship. Not only to me, not only to the Lord, a relationship that is amongst us that would carry our fame. They are going to say that church, when you go there, they worship God like no one's business. I know you love to sing, but I know you don't love to dance. I know you love to dance, but I know you don't love to worship. I know you love to worship, but I know you don't love lifting up your hands in church. I know you love to lift up your hand, you love to dance, but you don't love to scream in church. But this year you will do everything together. The Bible says they with one accord in one place, as they were of one mind, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and the temple and the place where they were shook. We are going to shake the foundations of this building. We're going to lift up our voice to God like never before. We will worship together in one accord. We'll lift up our hands when we have to. We will dance together as a company when we'll have to. We will scream when we'll have to. We'll reach out to the neighbors when we'll have to. We'll go on Dawn broadcast when we'll have to. We'll be on TV when we'll have to. We will travel across the oceans when we'll have to. By whichever way, we will enter the heaven of the heavens when we'll have to. We're going to have a relationship with God like never before and carry out His task and His mandate. Hey, the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord had reached the ear of the queen. That must have meant that Solomon this time was not sitting in the dust, but that was the season that Solomon had arisen, because in the book of Isaiah 60, the Bible says, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and kings will come to the brightness of your rising. I know that the king had at this point in time done big things for God. When you read down there in 1 Kings chapter 10, the Bible says that when Queen Sheba came, she took notice of a couple of things. She took notice of the wisdom of Solomon. The Bible says that when Queen Sheba came around, she came to try the king with hard questions. This is the year where hard questions will be answered, not because they are soft, but because we were already prepared. This is a year where God's deposit within us will answer witty questions, witty puzzles. Puzzles of life shall be answered. We will be panacea to every condition, and we will medicate every situation by the force of wisdom at work within us. To make the long story short, the Bible says that when Queen Sheba came over and met with King Solomon all her hard questions were answered. All. And Solomon told her all her questions. I love that. You know what? That simply means that when Queen Sheba was coming from home, she had prepared a list of questions that she wanted to ask Solomon. But when Solomon met with her, Solomon would not allow Queen Sheba to drop one question. Solomon, whether by word of knowledge, whether by word of wisdom, whether by the operation of the gifts of the Spirit, met with the queen and told the queen, before you came, your first question was this. And by a certain means of my God, I got to know it. And so this is your first question. I don't know if you are getting me. For you to know the question beforehand is to have an apport for the exam. So that if the lecturer didn't set the questions in the heart of the lecturer are already with you. So you are going to meet with your lecturer and say, sir, this year I predict and I preempt that you are going to ask this question and this question. But before you even bring it, these are the answers. And your lecturer is going to be amazed and shocked and say, what manner of man are you? So the Bible says, Solomon went on and told the queen all her questions, not all her answers. All her questions. Read for me. Read it out.
And Solomon told her all her questions.
Hold on. So Solomon told her all her questions, not the answers to the questions. And I'm telling you that if you already know the questions beforehand, then you have ample time to prepare the answers. That is what this year will be. Every question in March, you will know it before you get there. Questions in April, you will have it before you get there. Questions in August, September. Hey, people of God, a greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here. He told her all her questions. Not the answers to the questions. The queen came with the determination to ask her hard questions. But how will a question be hard when you know it already? So hard questions are made soft in exams when you have the questions beforehand. Popularly known in Ghana as apo. And this is not apo, apo krong krong. It's just Antoine Fahun. Dito, dito. Oh, our school. We wrote it in our exams. This one, it was all in the mock. It was in the mock. The teachers in our school, they are graduates and graduands. Then you should know that something is wrong somewhere, people. He told her, I don't know how long I should waste time on this, but he told her all her questions. That simply means that before you think, I have thoughts. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Before you think, I have thought. Before you scribble down that this is a problem, the answers have already been given. Because, hey, people, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So it means that before Queen Sheba came over, Solomon was already armed, well prepared. This year, we are not just going to sit and things take us by surprise. We are fixing our house. We are fixing our gates. We are fixing our compound. We are fixing our workplace. Every certificate must be fixed, because this year things will come to you by surprise if you never prepared for it, but by a dream, by a vision, by a certain intimation, you will know that you have to fix everything right. This year, if you don't have the passport, I'm telling you, there will be a surprise opportunity to travel outside of the country, so you have to get that passport ready. Hey, this year, if you must get money to answer for surprises, not because you have more than enough, but because by a certain intimation of the Holy Ghost, by a certain word of knowledge, by a certain grace of the Spirit, you actually perceived that a certain need was coming and you told yourself about that need before it arrived. That is the deposit of God for his people this year. You will not be taken by surprise. No question will be hard as they are. Everybody admittedly will see that these are hard questions. These are stubborn questions. These are questions that many have suffered and failed. But for you, it became easy. Not because the questions were easy. It became easy. Why? Because you knew the questions before they arrived. They say you're going to be a chief examiner. You're going to set your own questions for your own exams. What if the questions the chief examiner has set is what you set?
And usually when you enter an exam room and you predicted all the questions that were supposed to come, and they say that there are 5 questions, answer 3, then that is when you become confused. And now you are not just answering the questions, you're looking at the ones that will give you the greatest marks. And some of the times for you to bluff in the exams room, you answer all 5 and then you tell the teacher, choose what you want to choose. I remember at one time in the university, I went and sat for an exam, and I looked at the whole exam and I could answer everything. I actually took time, like 5 minutes, to choose which one. And about the time I realized I could answer everything, so I answered everything. And I was still sitting there watching the question. When they said stop work, then I canceled one. I canceled it lightly. Lightly. I didn't cancel it lightly, so that the lecturer will read and be confused. You know, sometimes you have to bluff in exams. And that is what some of the times, I remember that there was this boy, I've forgotten his name. He was in, was it Presec? He went into an exam, elective maths, and the chief examiners that sat to set the questions and to peruse it, brought it. And the guy actually wrote that the question was wrongly set. He set the new question and solved the new question and proved why the question was wrongly set. And it became a very big issue with WAEC. I am told I was not there. And they actually rewarded and awarded him for that. And he's the only person who in the history of this nation, I'm told, has ever had over 100%. Because he said the questions that chief examiners have perused. He corrected the questions and solved it. So someone is going to say, technically, he didn't answer the question. Oh, really? That question will not make him fail. Because he's actually gotten everything. So he can play with others. Whilst others are sweating, people need to deal with a solve a correct question. This life is not fair. And I like this thing the Bible says, and there was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. That means that the problems in the queen's kingdom were also communicated to the queen, and every issue buggling and she's struggling with her mind, King Solomon told her all of that. What a man. What a gifted grace. What a man that tells you not only your hard questions, but things that are hidden also from you. That will be this year, because a greater than Solomon is here. I think I'm preaching better than this year. Amen. Amen. Now, as we carry on, Jesus, in examining the place of the Queen of Sheba, says, the Queen of Sheba shall arise in judgment against us. What does it mean? What does it mean? It actually means that we have a greater opportunity and privilege than what Queen Sheba got. Really? Yes. All questions answered for Queen Sheba and all things hidden from Queen Sheba told her. And yet Jesus said, this generation is better than hers. And so she would rise up in judgment against this generation. Matthew chapter 12, the verse 42, the queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. So that simply means that Jesus within us as our light is supposed to be the answer to every question. It's supposed to be the revelation to everything that is hidden. Friend, you have the divine deposit within you and you are a carrier of the Lord Jesus. You are more opportune than the Queen of Sheba.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truth for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obed Obinna Day podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.